All new parents have to figure out how to handle midnight feedings, nap schedules, and how to keep up with all that laundry. But for parents of kids of color in a mostly white city, there are other struggles, too. Reporter Ann Dornfeld is with KUAW's Race and Equity team. She visited a support group for families of color with newborns.
Support groups for new parents are popular in Seattle. Parents swap tips about when to introduce the bottle and empathize about new family dynamics. But the mothers gathered in this light-filled Beacon Hill living room have a different mission.
When we talk about race within our groups, we really center people's identities, who we come from, where we come from, our ancestry, and also in the context and construct of what race is in the United States.
Facilitator Selena Velasco is the program director for Families of Color Seattle. The organization brings families together to celebrate the beauty and challenges of raising kids of color in a predominantly white city and in a society where whiteness is prized. Carly Feria is holding her six-week-old daughter, Kazuri, who's part Filipina, part Black.
With this political climate, there's a lot of unknowns, and bringing a young brown person into this world is a little scary, but also there's promise of what change can she make.
Inoka Harat nods. Her 12-week-old son, Ozan, is Sri Lankan and Turkish.
My parents were immigrants when they came here, and I think a lot of the ways that they survived racism was to just keep their head down and keep working. You know, I feel like those were a lot of the messages that I learned from them. And I feel like, actually, I want my kids to be loud and take up space, and I want us to show our Buddhism and our Sri Lankanness as much as possible, you know? And I was like, I'm not back at work yet, but I was like, when I go back to work, I'm going to start wearing my kurtas again, and in a way that I haven't in years.
The moms discuss the tension between wanting their kids to be proud and outspoken about their race and ethnicity, as well as circumspect in certain scenarios. Amy Pock, the executive director of Families of Color Seattle, has 5-year-old and 7-year-old sons who are part Korean, part Japanese. She says a friend of her older son recently mentioned that he takes Taekwondo lessons.
I said, oh, is your master Korean? And he said, oh, he's white. Of course he's white.
Pak says she pointed out to the boy that since Taekwondo is from Korea, masters are actually often Korean.
And right away my son said to him, that's racist. Right away I was like, oh, kind of worried if Jiayu's in white spaces and he's saying this to white kids who don't really know what whiteness is, or are they taught that? And kind of worrying, like, Jiayu, I don't necessarily want you to call out racism when you're the only kid of color. But I was so proud of him to be able to identify, like, that was an assumption where whiteness was a norm, and Jiayu could see that.
Pak founded Families of Color Seattle 8 years ago. It was originally just a potluck for families around the city. It's now a nonprofit offering everything from hip-hop dance classes for kids to groups for transracial adoptive parents. Hundreds of families take part in its programs and events.
The amazing affinity that people have to connect with other families of color has been really fascinating, and such an honor to support other families connecting to each other. And it's growing. It's more becoming the Northwest, like Snohomish to Tacoma to the East Side.
Carly Feria says she found a lot of groups she could do with her baby, but none that dealt with the experience of raising a child of color.
And, you know, if you look on their websites, it's predominantly white children and their families. And just even acknowledging that the experience is different, I think, is huge with this group.
In Beacon Hill, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.